Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Women's Roundtable on Live Talk this Thursday, September the 23rd, 2021. I'm Marvelous Nsanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight we are going to be looking at COVID-related issues and some of the programs that women are running despite this COVID pandemic.
And this we are doing on the backdrop of the United Nations General Assembly, in which President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected, or should have been delivering his speech right now, since he couldn't make it to New York, here in the United States, for the UNGA meeting.
Yes, PJ, the United Nations General Assembly is actually currently running in New York. And let's take a listen to what the President of the United States, Mr. Joe Biden, actually said at this meeting, because he literally also mentioned countries like Zambia and how they have managed to be able to have democracy in their own countries after elections that were held recently. But let's take a look and listen to what President Joe Biden said at the United Nations General Assembly.
In his first address to the United Nations General Assembly, U.S. President Joe Biden declared his administration ready to help the world tackle global challenges.
Ending this pandemic, addressing the climate crisis, managing the shifts in global power dynamics, shaping the rules of the world on vital issues like trade, cyber, and emerging technologies, and facing the threat of terrorism as it stands today.
Recognizing rising U.S. tensions with China and Russia, Biden said major powers must manage relationships and avoid conflict.
The United States is ready to work with any nation that steps up and pursues peaceful resolution to shared challenges, even if we have intense disagreements in other areas, because we'll all suffer the consequences of our failure.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also urged immediate action.
COVID and the climate crisis have exposed profound fragilities as societies and as a planet. Yet instead of humility in the face of these epic challenges, we see hubris. Instead of the path of solidarity, we are on a dead end to destruction.
Biden promised to boost funding up to $11.4 billion to help developing nations cope with the ravages of climate change and build greener economies. Some are skeptical of his commitment.
The U.S. also has a history of making fairly large pledges of support for international climate finance, but missing them when it comes to actually sending the money.
Still, Biden's speech is a departure from his predecessor's rejection of multilateralism and globalism. But he faces an uphill battle convincing allies that America is back and ready to lead.
The fiasco that took place in Afghanistan over the last few weeks of the withdrawal certainly caused a lot of alarm in many key capitals. And I think that President Biden needs to use global forums like the UNGA meetings to try to send a very important message to the world, including NATO partners and treaty allies in Asia, that despite what may have happened in Afghanistan, the U.S. remains committed to its allies and its partners.
Despite the chaotic withdrawal, Biden framed the U.S. exit from Afghanistan as an end to relentless war and the beginning of a new era of relentless diplomacy. But on the diplomatic front, Biden is already dealing with French anger over the recent U.S. and U.K. announcement to provide nuclear-powered submarines to Australia, which scuttled President Emmanuel Macron's conventional submarine deal. While trade relations need to be repaired, analysts say it's unlikely to have long-term impact.
The bigger issue with U.S. credibility is whether or not the United States can continue to signal that it's willing to kind of provide global public goods of security, of economic aid to its allies and partners, and when necessary, to work with the rest of the globe.
That opportunity will come Wednesday when Biden convenes a virtual COVID-19 summit to rally world leaders to recommit in the fight against the pandemic. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
we were hearing there a report by VOA of what President Biden, the President of the United States, said at the UN General Assembly, which is currently underway, and we're also expecting the Zimbabwean President, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, will speak at the event shortly. And PJ, I think we have one of our guests that I've seen coming in, but before we bring them up, we might want to take a look at the COVID situation in the country as we, you know, look at the pandemic, which is, you know, it's still going on. And currently the Minister of Health has been giving out figures of how the situation stands on the ground. And looking at that and looking at also the, you know, the inoculation or the vaccination program that the ministry is actually conducting at the present moment, we will be giving you the figures of how it stands. Currently, the Ministry of Health says as of yesterday, September the 22nd, for now, since March last year, there are 128,000 people, over 128,000 people that have confirmed the cases of COVID-19, including 121,666 recoveries and, unfortunately, 4,592 deaths. And we've also seen that the total number of people that have actually received the COVID-19 vaccinations currently stand at over 2.9 million in the country. PJ.
And those that have been, that have gotten the two doses are over 2 million right now, 2,130,553. And as of yesterday, yesterday only, there were about 15,836 people that were, that got their first dose, and 23,656 who got their second dose. And for those that were tested yesterday, about 5,331 of them, 340 were found positive of COVID-19. And 16 people died yesterday because of COVID-19 as well. The rate is also encouraging. The 213 as of yesterday, but total of them are 121,653.
Yes, PJ, I think we've got our guests that have actually joined us, so we will be speaking to them shortly. But over to you, PJ, to just take us into the bed.
Yes, siyalambulela Zihlobo, kuhlelo lethu lalamhlanje, uhlelo asihluzeni bomama. Igama lami uPresident Jeremiah, ngimeleke osithandekile emhlanga lamhlanje. Sikhangela ke kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje uhlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni lokuzivikela emkhuhlaneni owe-COVID-19 eZimbabwe, okulinani elokhe liqansa okwamagama abantu bebabaza kwamanye amazwe ukuthi ele Zimbabwe likhanya ngani ngelinye lamazwe aphumelelayo ekuhlabeni abantu ijekiseni leli. Lanxa inombolo zabantu ababanjwa ileli gciwane selingani liyehla kancane, kodwa umthwalo ulokhe usesekhona. Abogatsha lezempilakahle kunje babika ukubana sebenelise ukuhlaba abantu abedlula kancane izigidi ezimbili, 2.1 million ngokugcweleyo ijekiseni le lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kuthi abangakaqedisisi ukuhlaba sebephose bafike kuzigidi ezintathu, 2.9 million. Kuthi ke ngokutshona kwelanga la izolo babika ukubana kulabantu abaphezulu kwamakhulu amathathu, 340 abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19, phakathi kwabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezinhlanu, 5,000 abahloliweyo izolo kuphela. Kodwa ke leli gciwane ligcine libulala abantu abalishumi eLasithupha, 16. Konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi mbeleleke ukuzwa amazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa awethulayo emhlanganweni omkhulu wezizwe zomhlaba wenhlanganiso ye-United Nations umhlangano owe United Nations General Assembly kumbe onga kayimelisanga ke ukuthi aze emhlanganweni lo eNew York khona lapha eMelika njengenye inkokheli evele kwamanye amazwe. Wakhetha ke ukuthi ethule umbiko wakhe ebulenjini. Yikho ke sizakuzwa kuya kwezikhathi nxa kuyukuthi siyabe siwutholile kulowo mbiko awethule e-United Nations, sizalethulela khona lapha kuhlelo. Kodwa njalo nxa kuyukuthi asiwutholanga lowo mbiko, sizalethulela kusasa ekuseni kuhlelo lwethu olezindaba zesiNdebele ngo-6:30 ekuseni. Kodwa ke ebulenjini lizawuthola lo mbiko. Abaningi balemibono ehlukeneyo eZimbabwe ngokuphathwa kohlelo lolu olwe COVID-19, iziqondiso zama-restrictions kumbe isithi i-COVID-19 lockdown ngokuphathwa okwenziwe ngumongameli Mnangagwa. Abanye besekela ukuthi wenze kuhle, ululwisile sibili ubhubhane lolu ole COVID-19 ngokuhlaba abantu amajekiseni, ngokuphangisa, ngokuthenga kanye lokwamukela izipho zamajekiseni wonalawa ikakhulu avele kwele China lakwele India. Wahle wahlaba abantu kusesemasinya, wakhokhelela emazweni awezwekazi labensundu ele Africa ekuhlabeni abantu ijekiseni leli. Kubikwa kulabantu abangaba yisilinganiso sokulitshumi ekhulwini, 10% abasebehlatshiwe eZimbabwe kuphela nxa sikhanyile. Ngakho ke bayamncoma umongameli Mnangagwa ukuthi wenelisile ukuhlaba abantu.
PJ, if I can just come in there, the president is actually addressing right now, so let's switch over and just listen because he actually said something about women to what he said in the UN.
This year's high level meeting marked important dialogue at the heart of sustainable development in its three dimensions: the biodiversity summit and the CES, as well as the nutrition for growth summit, all lined up this year, complement our efforts towards a healthy planet. Green energy is an enabler for building back better and is crucial to the direct achievement of SDGs while playing a key role in mitigating climate change. The high-level dialogue on energy sets the stage for exploring viable, renewable and green energy solutions. As we do so, let us link economic growth with the accelerated transition to net zero emission for a climate resilient future. My country and the parts of Southern African region continue to experience the devastating impacts of climate change, ranging from cyclone-induced floods, recurrent droughts, and a shorter rain season, water summers, and the colder winters. This is in spite of the fact that our continent is the least polluter. COP26 in Glasgow must therefore be about action and the fulfillment of decisions of the past. In addition, concrete financial support is essential to combat climate change beyond mere rhetoric. The 2030 agenda remains our shared roadmap to achieve the future we all want. For us in Zimbabwe, eradicating poverty and eliminating hunger remains a top priority. Climate change and resultant erratic weather patterns, growing populations, coupled with the effects of the pandemic on food supply chains, demand a shift from our traditional food production processing, distribution, and consumption patterns. My government has established a firm foundation to sustain food production through the land distribution program, as well as increased support for communal and smallholder farmers. This has led to broader and sustainable incomes for the majority of people living in rural areas, who now contribute to the increased levels of household and national food and nutrition security. The United Nations Food Systems Summit provides a welcome platform for new actions, innovative solutions, and the plans to deliver progress across all of the SDGs and the Paris Agreement. Mr. President, Zimbabwe launched Vision 2030.
We're hearing there from President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was speaking at, he's actually currently addressing virtually the United Nations, but we will be having the full report if you follow us on Studio 7 later on today. So we'll go back to our program where we are looking at issues affecting women. And I think, PJ, you can carry on and just close out what you were saying, because I literally came in because I noticed that the president was now live. So we, you know, took some of what he's saying at the meeting, but the full report will be on Studio 7. Go ahead.
Yeah. Umbiko lo okamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyethula okwamanje sikhuluma nje United Nations emhlanganweni owe-UNGA bensathi laphana ukhangelele ukuthi uzakwethula namhlanje uhle wethula ngasikhathi sinye ngakho-ke sibe lethuba elihle njalo inhlanhla yamaswazi ukuthi sihle sawuthola umbiko wangkhona senza khuluma-ke sisithi ukhulume ngani lapho sisizwa silalele lapho ukhulume uphathe kumbijana inzwisa yena le esiyizwileyo okuningi sizakuzwa-ke uhlelo lwethu oluzalandela oluzaphuma enkundleni yokuxhumana yefacebook kanye le ndabeni ezesindebele ezekuseni ezika-half past six kusasa ekuseni kodwa-ke engikubambileyo kuthathu ukhulu uphathe ngodaba lokulwisana lo dubo olwekuguquka komkhathi, i-climate change. Waphatha njalo udaba lokuthi iZimbabwe iphakathi kokulwisana lokwehlisa inhlupho ezidalwa yibuyanga, i-poverty eradication. Wazophatha njalo iziqondiso zama-SDGs ezentuthuko lokunye okunjalo njalo. Ukhulumile njalo ngendaba zabesifazane kodwa-ke asisazwanga okuningi ngendaba zabesifazane ukuthi uluphathe njani udaba lwabesifazane. Inkululeko yabesifazane kungena kwabo kunkokheli kanye lakwezombusazwe kalula njengoba bengabantu abavele besephulelwa ilungelo labo ngezikhathi eziningi njalo bevinjwa ukubana bangene kunkundla leyi eyobukhokheli kungelula kibo ukuthi bangene kulezo zikhundla. Yikho-ke enguzwileyo okulutshwana okwethulileyo kusiqephu sona leso esisifake emoyeni andubana mina ngikhulume khathesi. Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tangatiri kunzwa CJ vanga vari kutaura ivo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vatiri kuenderera mberi vachitaura pari zvino asi tichange tiri kukupai zviri kubuda kumusangano uyu weUnited Nations mukateerera pastudio 7 nenguva dza7 o'clock uyezve pachirongwa chedu chemangwanani pafacebook page ese mafacebook page edu pari zvino VOA Shona VOA Ndebele neVOA Studio 7 mukaenda ipapo pari zvino vari kutowanikwa ivo vachitaura kumusangano uyu weUnited Nations sezvo sekunzwa kwatakaita kubva kuhurumende havana kukwanisa kuuya kuno kuamerica pamusoro penyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 saka vari kutaura vari padandemutande pari zvino Asi tochienderera mberi zvedu nenyaya yedu nhasi nevanyarikani vakawanda vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa vachitiudzawo zvavari kuita semadzimai panyaya yekuti vawanikwe ivo vachibatsirawo madzimai vari munharaunda dzakasiyana siyana munyika uyezve nevanasikana vechidiki panguva ino yecovid-19. Tinoona isu kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti kubva muna March gore rapfuura Zimbabwe pari zvino panyaya iyi yecovid-19 kune vanhu 128,804 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino pane vanhu vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 asi vakarikunda vari pa121,663 kubva muna March gore rapfuura. Totarira vakabatwa nedenda iri vakatisiya vari pa4,592 pari zvino. Totarira zvakare yatingati chirongwa chekubaya vanhu nhomba yecovid-19. Pari zvino vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 munyika vari pa2.9 million vachidaudzira. Tichitarisa kuti nyika yeZimbabwe iri kuti iyo inoda kuwanikwa ichibaya vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuti denda iri rigokwanisa kuwanikwa iro richirwiswa. Todzokera zvakare pane zvanga zvekutaurwa navamunangagwa. Taona vachibata-bata nyaya yemamiriro ekunze, vakabata-bata chaizvo nyaya yavari kuti iyo yepovhati kana kuti urombo, yavari kuti vari kuedza kuti vaite zvavanoita kuti urombo huwanikwe iwe huchigadziriswa. Asi kana muri kunyatsonzwa zvavari kutaura pari zvino, endai paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Vari ipapo vachikurukura vachinyatsotsanangudza zviri kuitika. Regai tibvatatora vamiriri vedu vari pano vemamwe mapato kana kuti maorganization vatawanikwa isu vanyarikani vedu vachitsika muzuva ranhasi. Regai nditange naamai Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero vari pano. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda Chrismasi.
Mungatitsananguroo here kuti organization yenyu inonzi chii uyezve kuti zvii zvamuri kuita kuZimbabwe panguva ino yecovid-19 zvekubatsira vanogara muZimbabwe?
Organization yedu inonzi MTC Educate a Girl Foundation. Ibato rakatangwa nemwanasikana ane makore 16 pari zvino kuzvarwa. Rinoshanda nevana atingati maadolescent girls mumaruva kukurudzira nyaya dzekusarodzwa kwevana vadiki. Zvakare kuti vanasikana vatambe mitambo yavanoda. Zvakare kuti vange vachiwanikwa vachienda kuchikoro. Saka organization iyi ichitungamirwa nemwana uyu ine vasikana almost 20 vari pa scholarship program, kwozoita over 400 vari kutamba bhora munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana maakadyara the idea. So pari zvino achipemberera zuva revanasikana rinopembererwa pasi rose musi wa11 October, rinonzi International Day of the Girl Child. But iye semunhu anotambawo nhabvu zvakare anotuwira akati ndoda kutempemberera nevasikana vemunharaunda, akati achawanikwa achiita soccer tournaments yakadaidza 6 girls team dzaakati ngadziuye dziyozotamba bhora tichipemberera pamwe chete zuva iri tichinyanya dingindira repasi rose gore rino rinoti digital generation, our generation. But iye akati sezvo ndiri mudiki and takatarisana nenyaya ya memory machaya yakamboitika anozi akazokwanikwa aiwanikwa achizikanwa nzi anonzi Ana Machaya, akachaya achisununguka aine makore 14, akati ndiri kuda kuti dingindira rangu inini ringe rinonzi nothing for girls without the girls and child marriages now. So akadaidza vatungamiri vemasvondo, vana mambo, makansela nevakadero kuti vakwanise kunge vachiuya pazuva iri and vasikana vachizviexpressa vachitaura zviri pamwoyo pavo zvinoenderana nekuchengetedzwa kukodzero dzavo sevanasikana.
Mutambo uchange uri kuitirwa kupi?
Mutambo uchange uchiitirwa kunedziwa kuchimanimani. District rechimanimani nemutare West makanga makashaikira Ana, they are just neighbors. Zvekuti vamwe vasikana vanotoga vanototambira timu yake inonzi MTC Sirens vanotopinda kuchechi iyoyo vanotoenda kugungano ravo ikoko kunana pasta nezvose vanenge vachitoitira ikoko saka akaona zvakakodzera kutodaidza vakuru vemasvondo acho nevemitemo kuzvakare odaidza maexperts aya atingati vanoziva zvakanyanya nyaya dzesexual and reproductive health kuti vange vachiuya vachizotaura nekuti munguva yecovid ino nekuvharirwa kwanga kwakaita vana takaona kuti vana vazhinji chaizvo havana kukwanisa kudzokera kuchikoro pakavhurwa chikoro mutungamiriri wenyika ati nyika ichivhurwa vana vadzokera kuchikoro zvakare pakaita vasikana vakati wandei vakawanikwa vachiita pamuviri saka ndo chimwe chechikonzero chazonyanya kuti izvi zvinge zvakakoshera mhaka anova mutungamiri weMTC akasanganawo zvakare nevamwewo vemapato akaita sana Global Ties Zimbabwe nana Girls and Goals nana Rosaria Memorial Trust vana Youth Vibes ana maningi vose vachange vachiunza unyanzvi hwavo mukutsvaya kuti soko irori rekusarodza kwevana rifambe vachipa zvavanokwanisa zvakare zvinoenderana nedzidzo nedzidziso kuti tikwanise kuataka dambudziko rekurodzwa kwevana
aiwa tinotenda maybe before I let you go if you can just tell us in brief what a tournament are you organizing and why is it important at this particular time during COVID-19?
Yes, the tournament that we're organizing is called the International Day of the Girl Child Celebrations. It is being organized by MTC Educate a Girl together with partners such as Global Ties Zimbabwe, Rosaria Memorial Trust, Girls and Girls, Youth Vibes, Maningi, Siboniwe. These are organizations that work really on trying to end child marriages in Zimbabwe. So we found that MTC operates in Chimanimani, and Chimanimani is just border to the district where the late Anna Machaya actually passed on while giving birth. So MTC has programs such as the soccer programs and education programs. That's the main thrust. And the aim is on ending child marriages and empowering young women and girls. So this time they're inviting the leaders of the community, church leaders, as well as the local elected and appointed leadership of the area, so that the girls themselves can amplify their messaging on ending child marriages. So in the tournament, we are going to have 6 teams of senior girls and 2 teams of junior girls who will be playing soccer. So it is also to show that girls also love to do those sports that are normally considered male-dominated sports.
Thank you so much, Amayilisi Ndongwe Chikowero. They were hearing from her, just telling us about a soccer tournament that they are organizing during this COVID-19 pandemic. And over to you now, PJ, to just take us through. We have 2 guests here with us, so I have Sharon Johor, and I also have another guest, so I will bring both of them up so that you can decide who to go with first. Let me bring in our guest, and then we can go ahead and carry on with the program. If you can just introduce come on and then tell us about your organization.
Siyalemukela makhosikazi uhlelo ndiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nge-short notice lihlelo abakhona emsakazweni nonkosikazi Sharon Njobo oyintatheli izindaba okasebenzela eZimbabwe kodwa khathesi usehlala eCanada siyakwamukela Sharon.
Ngiyabonga.
Ye sibe njalo lesigaba sami awusehlile gumbo magumbo siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga ma.
Ngamafitshane ngiqale ngawe Sharon, lenzani khona ngapho ngaseCanada njengabomama ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi sokumelana le COVID-19 khona ngapho ngaseCanada kanye njalo la Zimbabwe?
Wow, okay. Asiwumbuza kade ngizilungisele ona ona lo but Konga senani. Ningathi eCanada akula engingathi okumangalisayo esikwenzileyo ngeCOVID-19 in terms of ukuthi senze ama efforts abambeneyo sibe yinhlanganyelo eyenza something sindawonye. Kodwa there is one project esiyenzileyo eyokuphathisa ama bizimusi awabomama aseZimbabwe angabe ehlaselwe yi-COVID-19.
Yes.
So women owned businesses that have been negatively affected by COVID-19.
Yes.
Esikwenzileyo sibuthanise imali and sasesithi amalunga ethu sile nhlanganiso yethu esihlangana khona ku Facebook ngesonto ntambama sixoxa ngezinto ezijiyeneyo. So sasesibona ukuthi ama omama abaningi benza imisebenzi yokuthengisa. Njalo nxa sikhangela iCOVID-19 ukuthi sivikeleke kuCOVID-19 bekudingeka ukuthi sihlale ezindlini singahambi kungabi lokuhlangana kwabantu. Njalo ukwenza njalo ku-affecte ibhizimusi zabomama ikakhulu ngoba amabhizimusi abomama esikhathini esiningi adinga ukubana sihlangane ubuso nobuso. So sasesihlanganisa imali sasesithi amalunga ethu adine asicebise amabhizimusi angabe esefuna ukuwiswa yi-COVID-19. So basebethumela ke amabizo awabantu abalamabhizimusi ekhaya bekhuluma njalo ukuthi ibhizimusi leyo i-affectwa njani yi-COVID-19. Njalo sivulile ukuthi lanxa ule bhizimusi ekhaya usitshele wena directly nge-business yakho ukuthi i-affectwe njani yi-COVID-19. Esikhathini esiningi nxa kusenzakala inhlelo ezifana lalezi ukurejista kwakhona kusuka kuphica abantu abaningi kuba complicated, kufuneka information eningi, ubhale izikhiwa eziningi amabala amakhulu kakhulu, uthengisa amanombolo ukuthi ibhizinisi yakho yenza njani. But njengabomama sikuzwisisile ukuthi i-process e-complicated ilakho ukwethusela omama abaningi becine lanxa amabhizinisi abo edatarika besehluleka ukuthi bakukhulume ngendlela engabatholisa imali. So thina sathi you know what, njengabomama sichitha isikhathi esiningi sikuWhatsApp. So sasesithi nxa ukwanisa ukutexta, texta. Nxa ukwanisa ukufaka i-voice note, faka i-voice note uchasise. So lokho sikwenzela ukuthi sikhiphe esingathi ngesihlungu ama-barriers angabe encindezela omama ukuthi labo bathole ithuba lokuthola imali engabaphathisa ukuthi bavuselele amabhizinisi abo. So sathola ama-applications ambalwa. From ama-applications lawo sasesiba labantu abathathu, omama abathathu abaseZimbabwe ababayibo abanqobayo ngingathi abatholayo. Well, in this case, there are no winners because all those women benza imisebenzi ebalulekileyo. So because of imali, ubufitshane bezandla, senelisa ukuphathisa omama abathathu. Sabona ukuthi singaphathisa omama nokumabhizinisi abo kuyabanceda lemulini because ezinye izigaba zosizo okufana lempahla zokuzivikela o-PPE babe khona abaningi ababe kwenza lokho. But sasesinanzelela ukuthi amabhizinisi amaningi engawiswa yi-COVID. Yikho sathi ngcono senze then siphathise omama ukuthi amabhizinisi abo angawiswa yi-COVID. I think ngamafitshane yikho engingakutsho ukuthi yikho esakwenzayo njengabomama bethu se-3-2 North lapha eCanada ngesikhathi se-COVID.
Wothi fahlafahla ngamafitshane ukuthi yona i-263 North yinhlanganiso enjani khona ngapho ngase-Canada?
Okay. I-263 True North yinhlanganiso yabomama abazalwa eZimbabwe abaluhlobo leZimbabwe singabo mama abavela eZimbabwe but asihlezi lapha eCanada so iZimbabwe yonke nje jikelele abavela ezigabeni eziningi even ubuso benje ebuchiyene silabo mama beZimbabwe abamhlophe abayibrowni abamnyama sihlangene khona lapho ku 263 njoba sonke sisazi hiyo I area code ye phone ye Zimbabwe I true north ibizo le Canada esizinika lona thina njengama Canadians ngapha sasaziwe ukuthi I true north ngoba yithi esisekucineni cineni duzane lezulwini so yikho lapho okuvela khona ibizo letho njengabo mama sananzelele ukuthi kule ndingeko esilazo lapha eCanada ezingasuthisekiyo kwamanye ama group akhona ku Facebook njalo kade sifuna indawo yethu lapho esihlangana khona ingathi esitheza khona inkuni esikha khona manje lapho ukuthi siyakwanisa ukuxoxa siyakwanisa ukufunda siyakwanisa ukucelisana esikhathini esiningi sithola ukuthi kuna sixoxa ikakhulu ngezomnotho oyekuzithuthukisa ngezomnotho njengabo mama nokukhusela iwellness imental wellness bekubalulekile ikakhulu eminyangeni lezidlulileyo ukuthi sibe in touch sibe sixoxisana ngendaba ze mental wellness njengoba kade sesikhathini esike kangaka ese COVID-19
esokuvalelwa izindlini before go on to give you the platform to say whatever you were doing in Ndebele into English. Mav, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I actually just wanted to just brief those listening, like what exactly is the organization doing at this particular time to assist women? Because I could understand here and there, but I just wanted to pick your brain and see whether, you know, women out there and how can they join in?
I don't think I quite got marvelous.
Okay, she's just saying the same thing that I said, that can you briefly explain what is 263 True North in English instead of Ndebele?
Oh, okay, sure. So, yes, 263 True North is really a constellation of Zimbabwean women who now live in Canada. And we created this space and platform recognizing that as Zimbabwean women in Canada, we have our unique needs, we have our unique aspiration and requirements because of the context and the opportunities and the challenges that are presented to us here in Canada. Those unique needs were not being met in the many very useful women's groups that exist out there. So we've created this space so we can come and support each other, to lean on each other, to learn from one another, and to lead each other. So it's an area for support and for growth. It has served us particularly well during COVID-19, where we had a space to learn about our mental wellness, be able to identify when someone is in crisis or when I am in crisis. We have also looked at how we can leverage the opportunities that were presented by COVID-19 to move forward in the area of economic participation and wealth creation. And we are also looking at our position of privilege being here in Canada, how we can support women back home in Zimbabwe. And I shared an example of what we did. Our focus was on women in business. A lot of the women in business in Zimbabwe are in the retail informal sector, which largely relies on in-person transactions. And these were the transactions that were disproportionately impacted by the restrictions that require for the management and prevention of COVID-19. So we had a contest where women were invited to submit their proposals for how the stating how COVID-19 had impacted them and how additional funding could support them to either resuscitate the business or to sustain the business or to grow the business during the pandemic. And what I liked about what we did was the model that we devised, which eliminated a lot of the barriers that intimidate women from participating in similar calls for funding because of the complex nature of these calls for funding. What we did was we asked women to send us a text via WhatsApp or to even send a voice note and explain what they did, how they've been impacted, and how they are going to use the money. And we worked with agents in Zimbabwe who visited the women to understand better what their specifics were and to continue to keep in touch with those women to support their businesses. We felt it was important to support the women's businesses as we recognized that it was among the many things that were done, that this was one of the sustainable ways, a dignified ways of helping not just the woman, but the household and the community as a whole.
Maybe before we move on to our next guest, if you could say the same thing in Shona before we move on to our next guest, and then we'll give you a break.
Okay, yes, Andy Naro Bora. I saw Mai Maka before me and I marveled at how, oh God, her Shona is so perfect. But anyway, so here is the Shona Gwanda version. Okay, so for 263 takaita platform yedu patino tangana sema dzimai. Tino tangana on Sundays, patino ita live program yedu, tino dzidzisana, tino beserana, and rubatsiro rwatino wana, nekupanana, it ranges. It can be economic support. A lot of the things zvatakaita panguva yeCOVID-19 was cool. Tarisana kutitiriku itasei panguwa ya COVID-19, especially when it came to our mental wellness. Takadiza shakawanda about wellness yedu, especially mentally. Kuti how muno ntinosi ya sei inini sei mzimai, kuti pandare apa antina kumira shakanaka. Uye shwenti ngasi ya sei kuti asa wiralangu jinu ajusova fambira. Uye zvendi notaura navo sei kana ndaona kuti vari in a crisis specific panyaya ye mental wellness. And then zvatakaita semadzimai kutarisira zviri kuitika kumba nekuti vari kumusha COVID-19 yakavarova sei. Mm-hmm. Takaona kuti madzimai akawanda vanoita zvemabhizimusi ekutengesa. Nekutengeserana. And kuita mabhizimusi akadai zvinoda vanhu vachionana, vanhu vachi in person.
Saka makakwanisa kubatsira sei pane ivavo vanga vari kutarisana nezvimhinga mupini vari kuZimbabwe, ini muri ikoko kuCanada.
Okay. Takaona kuti vakadzi vakawanda mabhizinesi avo anogona kufa. And anyway, akawanda mabhizinesi akatotsakatika because of vaitadza kufamba, kufambira makastoma anga asingagone kuuya kwavari. Tikabatanidza mari semadzimai e263 True North, tikashedzera madzimai vanoita nezvebhizinesi kuZimbabwe, tikati vatiudze kuti bhizinesi ravo rava impact kwa sei neCOVID-19, uyezve rubatsiro rwavari kuda kuti business ravo risafa kana kuti business ravo kana raratofa rinosimudzika sei. Takaona kuti tikati vanyore mapepa sezvinoitwa nevamwe zvinogona kunetsa madzimai akawanda, uyezve tinogona kuwana maapplications anobva kumadzimai akadzidza ana mazvikokota. Tikati kune madzimai, inini tichinyorerai in whatever language yamuri comfortable. Communicate with us nenzira ya muno gona ya muri comfortable imin. Saka madzimai vakatitumira ma WhatsApp text. Vamwe vakatitumira ari ma voice note. Vachitsanangura. And then tikaita committee yakazotarisa ma applications aya. Committee yonzi yakazosarudza madzimai 3. Atakabatsira kuti ma business avo asa uraiwe ne ma restrictions aya e COVID-19. Dosha takaita because as a group tinofarira zve economic empowerment ne wealth creation.
Tinotenda achiregai titore vamwe munyarikani yedu vagara vatimirira zvakare ende handiri kungovaona vamboenda vakadzoka asi iye zvinezvi vapo tomboisherera toenda paBritain apo hatinzwe kuti kwakwini uko kwakamira sei uye zvemabhizinisi api avari kubata panguva ino yeCOVID-19 PJ.
Yes. Makumbo siyakwamurera kuhlelo
nyakonga mama Lindani.
Yeah. Woti ngunike la ithuba volume ye one of your gadgets. I think you kuba le echo.
Okay.
Yeah. Uti fasha ngama features ukuthi lina njengoba liku business yona le e marketing networking kulihambele njani ngalesi sikhathi kona ngapho ngase Bilitani.
Ngiyabonga ngiyazi ukuthi echo ingabe siphelile yini uyangizwa kakuhle?
Hayi kule echo.
Yo.
Ivolume yakho.
Ngiyezwe njani?
If I think she can go ahead on this end, we are not hearing the echo. She can go ahead.
Oh yebo, kulungile. But ngabari izwa i-echo, ngakho ngiqhubeka lawo.
Okay, hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu PJ ngesikhathi onike sona ukuthi sikhulume sixoxisane especially ngesikhathi esiphila kiso. Like PJ engi-introduce-ile mina ibizo lami nguSehlile Gumbo, ngokuzalwa ngizala eTsholotsho eZimbabwe, kathesi ngise-UK. Thina sisebenza le company, we are affiliated with the company esileminyaka eyi-43. Sihlezi for the past 43 years sihlezi sikhuthaza ngama immune system ngokugcina umuntu umzimba wakhe ulama amasotsha eqinile. So i-COVID-19 ithe ibuya into eyenzile isenze oyenze abantu abaningi basizwa ukuthi hayi ile into yiyo akade sithi bantu limukani imizimba yethu kayiqinanga, kumele sihlale vele sizilungiselele. Kufanele sihlale into othiwa yi-immune system ihlale ilungiselelile. Asibe mindful, sinanzelele ukuthi sidlani. So ngesikhathi lesi se-COVID-19 sibone thina kube yi-opportunity or yisikhathi esihle kithi ngoba sikhulumisane labantu ngendlela ezinye ezokuzwisisana ngoba ezikhathini ezingamuva abantu abaningi besingelandaba lemizimba yethu. Abantu abaningi besikwanisa ukuthi imota yami ingakhwehlekhwehlela namhla ngihle ngigijime ngiyihambise kusevisi ngiqede imali eziningi. Kodwa thina umzimba wethu sikhohlwa ukuthi silo mzimba oyi-1 awusoze wafa waba nomunye umzimba or waba lesinye isipele. So noma bekuyi-problem ukuthi umkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19 ubuye ngendlela embi, kodwa sifunde okuningi. Kwenze abantu baqalisa ukuthi bebone ukuthi hayi imizimba iqakathekile. Kodwa thina sesukukhangela when it comes, sokubuya futhi ngapho ukuthi all right, sisebenza kanjani. Sivele sisebenza ngokuthi impila kahle yomuntu number 1, isikhwama somuntu number 1, konke laba ngabo number 1 abayi-2. Isikhwama sakho kufanele uhlale unemali, kufanele uhlale umzimba wakho uzinakekele. So thina ngendlela esebenza ngayo sivele sisebenzela ezindlini. Sivele sihlezi sikhuluma ukuthi hayi ungami ngento eyi-1. I-business letter sithi ungami ngento eyi-1. Hlala noma usemsebenzini, qala okunye nje okulijobhu esayidini okuza kwenza ukuthi ubuzuza kancane kancane. So konke lokho into zonke kade sizikhankasela eminyakeni edlulileyo. Yonke into ibe dandalazi lonyaka ukuthi yebantu tshela nini 18 months abantu bavalelwe abakwanisi ukusebenza kodwa thina besilokhu sisebenza ngoba ukusebenza kwethu akudingi qualification akudingi office kudinga wena lomlomo wakho so sithuthukisa kulabantu abaningi esibathuthukisileyo ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 bakhona yebo abade bengezwa kuhle nabo bathola uncedo bakhona njalo abanye abekade abalahlekelwe ngumsebenzi saseva impilo zabantu abaningi imisebenzi sakwanisa ukuthi sincedise abantu ukuthi baqale amabhizinisi abo be-under i-leadership, proper leadership, ngoba sibona ukuthi ukuqala i-business kwesinye isikhathi kunzima uma uwedwa. Kwabe kufuna ube lomunye umuntu ozokufundisa, ozokubamba isandla, akucathulise. So, ngamafitshane yikho isiqokoqela sethu, silokhu sisiya phambili, sifuna ukusebenzela abantu abaningi, sincedise abantu abaningi, si-minimize ama-effects awe-COVID.
Yeah. Ukusebenzela i-marketing network. Ngingakaphi umbuzo wami olandelayo. Engxenye yomavela isikhathi asikavumi.
Yes, PJ, you know, I was listening in and, you know, hearing what she's explaining about the role of the organization. Maybe just give us in a nutshell. In English, so that people understand how important was it for you, because we're talking about most people prioritize, you know, their work and their cars, but they don't prioritize themselves. Tell us a little bit about that, and then also how can people contact you, because we need to get in our other guests, but time is not on our side. In 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you so much, Mandelas. It is very important. I can't emphasize enough the importance of taking care of yourself and taking care of your body. In our business, or what we say, you is important. Your body is important. You have to take care of yourself. You need to really build your immune system. I'm available on WhatsApp, my numbers, you want me to say my numbers? My number is 0755, that is +44 755 1242661. Or you can look me up on Facebook. We deal with different people from all levels. We'll take you from wherever you are. If you are a CEO, we'll come and talk the CEO level. And if you are not that much versed with whatever, even if you've got limited knowledge, English or Shona Undebele, or limited beliefs in yourself on why you will not start a business, we are there to encourage, to coach, to mentor, and to make sure that you and your family, you are healthy. So all what we are doing is making sure that people live healthier lives and they are well empowered. But we work with everyone, men and women, but mostly I prefer working with women.
Thank you so much for choosing to go to my Cecile Kumbo. Panguwa ino ye COVID-19 vazhinji avanyanyo tarisa kuti miri yavo yakamira sei vanokoshesa zvinhu zvakawanda sekugadzirisa mota kuti imba yakamira sei asi vasingakoshese nyaya yeutano hwavo saka vanga vari kuti ivo nesangano ravanoshandira ndivo zvavari kuita pari zvino zvekaiti dzokere kwamuri Sharon mungotipa kuti where can people actually contact you, because unfortunately time is not on our side, we're running out of time. Those that want to join what you're doing, or maybe to help some of these women that you've selected, the three women from Zimbabwe, where do they join you?
Okay.
On Facebook, we are 263 True North, 263 True North on Facebook. And you can also find me via my website. It's called www.thefirestarter.ca, www.thefirestarter.ca.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you can maybe tell us, do you have any other projects that you're working on that you'd like people to know about before we let you go?
Absolutely. I'm all about creation of generational wealth. And as 263 True North, we have incorporated two companies that are investing in Canada. We invest in real estate through our two separate companies. And through the Firestarter, I have incorporated a global entity with women from different countries who are investing in real estate in North Cyprus. And at the moment, working with a group of women from Zimbabwe and Canada, and we are channeling resources towards investment and development in Zimbabwe. We are in the process of incorporating our newest baby, and she's called Link Market.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And how can people join that Link Market?
So, yes, reach me on thefirestarter.ca. There is a contact me page. And I am also very active on social media. On Facebook, it's Sharon Jobo. It's very easy to request to befriend. And I will be happy to partner with you because I believe that the solution specifically for Zimbabwe will come from us here. We have a huge part to play as diasporans and specifically as women. We are in a privileged position to repurpose our remittances from consumptive to investment and development.
Thank you so much, Sharon. We will come back to you to just maybe give you your last word. If I don't, thank you so much. Let me try and see if Ms. Lucy Chikowero will come in and give her last word. She has been patiently waiting while we've been hearing about what others are doing in Zimbabwe.
I just want to thank you, Mrs. Mal, for allowing me to speak on behalf of the girls, and also to invite anyone interested in being part of the International Day of the Girl Child, the upcoming International of the Day Child. Preparations are underway. The girls are so excited. We have been posting videos of them training and some snippets of what they are saying. Looking forward to this day. And also on the day, we reached out to the Ministry of Health. There will actually be a vaccination clinic going on because we'll be like complementing the government efforts to get people vaccinated against the COVID-19. So it will be an exciting day for the young people as well as for the adults and also to amplify the message on ending child marriages.
Vanhu vanokubatsai papi kana vada kushanda neni pane zvirongwa zvenyu mongoti gagaga tiendewo kuna misimbo.
Okay, tiripo pa Facebook is MTC Educated Girl Inc. Tine website www.mtceducateagirlinc.org. Kana pa Twitter is @mtcgirl. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to request friendship or to inbox. We usually check messages and respond within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Let's go now to the UK. Ms. Kumbo, if you can give us in the very, your last word before we bring in PJ so that we can close out the program.
Okay, ngiyabonga mazelas. Into engayitho ukuthi bantu bakithi sisesikhathini esibi. Kumele sizinakekele noma kunjani, noma kunzima, noma kunjani, impilo iqhakathekile. Asisebenzenini sonke, sibone ukuthi siyavikela okuvikelekayo, sizenze umzimba yethu iqine, and simake sure ukuthi lasezikhwameni siba namabhizinesi angakwanisa ukuthi survive esikhathini esibi esikiso.
Right, and thank you so much. If you would go ahead and thank your guests, I would like to thank Ms. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero, who was here talking about the tournament that they are planning to do on International Day of the Girl Child next month. Any in the name of Blessing Sanganya, who and Chitimuge may a very good.